Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted to be on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for listening to the show at this particular hour, at this particular moment, at this particular season, because we know that all of our seeds are already planted, and we're just waiting for them to grow, because we serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. On tonight, we're going to pray with love. There are many things that we need to pray for. We're still praying for our divine breakthroughs. We're still praying for our seeds to grow. We're still praying for us to continue to walk into the will of God, because he's opening up doors and great things are happening and great things will continue to happen. But God says in due season, and God says you continue to walk and you continue to be in his favor and grace, and he shall grant the desires of your heart, of our heart. Amen. And so on tonight, I'm going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, and then we're going to go into prayer. But before we go into prayer, we're going to have a moment of silence. And I want to be able to usher in the presence of God. And some people say, well, God should already be there. And that is correct. But God is waiting on us to purify our hearts and minds in order to receive him. Amen. It's kind of like knocking on the door and you're ready to bring in new furniture, but you still have that old furniture in your living room, so no one is able to come in and bring in the new furniture. God says you must be ready. So when you come on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, pray before you get here, and that way when we get started, we can pray and consecrate ourselves so that we can usher into the Spirit of God and get into the very presence of God and continue and begin to receive his divine power, his strength, his blessings, and his favor and grace. 180 days of favor and grace. In the name of Jesus, we claim it, we declare it, and we have it. Amen. And so just continue to stay encouraged. We're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. We're going to pray unto God. But before we do so, we're going to have a moment of silence for at least a minute. And I want you to think about the goodness of God. And I'm going to dim the lights because I want God to shine, amen? And I want to get into the very presence of God, because God is getting ready to do some spectacular things. And he's already done some spectacular things. And a lot of people think that spectacular things means that God is going to give us materialistic things. But God is going to strengthen us, and he's going to prepare us for the great things. There is a preparation before you get to the glory. Amen. Somebody say that. There is a preparation before you get to the glory. As a matter of fact, as the Lord is showing, as a matter of fact, I want you to write that down, because the Lord says, after we pray, the Lord is going to give me a revelation. There is preparation. It's called There Is Preparation, and I'm going to actually write an article about this on my hub page. I have to write it down. There is preparation before the glory. there is preparation before the glory. Let me write this down. There is preparation before the glory. Now, this is kind of conducive to when we spoke about those who are waiting or deciding if they want to follow Jesus, then those who are getting dressed, then those who are walking in the will. But God says that there is preparation before the glory. He says, yes, you are already put on your clothes. He says, you're walking in his will. He says, but as you're traveling in the will, he says, there is preparation before the glory. You know why there's preparation, saints? You're going to deal with some unsaved people. You're going to deal with some rude people. You're going to deal with some people who don't know God. And then we're talking about wherever you go in the world as a leader, as a child of God. You're going to deal with those type people. And God says that you must be prepared. There is preparation before the glory of God. Somebody says, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Amen. And God says that he's coming. He's not only coming, he's coming for a church without spots or wrinkles. Amen. And so there is preparation before the glory. And I want to say this. I want to say this. If, and this is supposed to be at the end of the ministry, but I want to say this at the beginning because I have a huge audience here, and I want you to understand it. Even if I didn't, right, this message is still important because I want you to spread it. If you do not know who God is, it's time to seek him. When you step out of your house, you never know what you're stepping into. Mm-hmm. Therefore, before you step out, you must be prayed up. You must pray unto God. A sincere prayer. You must understand and recognize that God is over our lives. It does not matter if you believe in God or if you don't. Understand that God is over our lives. And understand that our days are numbered. We are to go out prepared and covered in the Spirit of God. It's very important. Young people, I've been reading in the paper, and I have to say this because God gave it to me. I have to be obedient. But reading in the paper, a lot of young ladies are missing. The Nigerian girls, some of them are back. Thank God, praise God, we've been praying for months. But as I said, it comes in God's own due time. There is a young lady in Chicago who's missing. There is another young lady that I was reading about who's missing. And we have to pray for our young people. We have to be in their lives, and we have to parent them in a way that will keep them out of harm's way. The enemy wants to destroy our young people. I serve notice of that. The enemy wants to destroy our young people. It does not matter that they're in the church. It does not matter that they're in college. It does not matter that they are obedient to their parents. The enemy still seeks ways to destroy our young people, because if our young people begin to love our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, then that takes away from the devil, and the devil is looking for workers. Amen. And I want to put this plug in. God is looking for us, and the devil is also looking for workers. And you must know who you're working for. But God says there is preparation before the glory or the coming of God in order to rapture you in the position or the place in which he has destined you to be, to position you to who you are supposed to be. There is preparation before the glory of God. God says, before you receive the Medal of Honor, he says, before you receive the applause, before you cross the finish line, he says, there is preparation for your victory. And we're going to talk about that because it's very important that you understand that. And as the Lord gives these particular revelations, I have to be obedient and give them to you so that we can become better people. But we're getting ready to have a moment of silence, and I want you to think about the goodness of God. Then we're going to pray unto God. I don't know what we're praying for, but I always allow the Spirit to overtake me because I want to get out of self, and I want God to manifest himself within me and within my heart, so that when I begin to pray for myself and for my family and for my friends and for the people, that particular prayer will fall on fertile, fresh ground where a seed can be planted and can grow, because I believe that prayer changes things. So without further ado, we're going to go into a moment of silence for at least a minute and a half. Then we're going to come back and we're going to pray unto God. Then God is going to give me a powerful, powerful, encouraging small message about there is preparation before the glory. Once again, thank you so much for listening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and we are now in a minute, moment of silence. All right, let us prepare to pray unto God and remember the desires of your heart. Remember everything that you wrote down. And remember that we serve a God who is way bigger than what we have asked of him. Remember that we serve a God who is preparing us for his glory. And I want you to remember those who are going through with their youth, with their children, those who are missing. Let us not forget those who are in bereavement. Let us not forget children who are just taking care of themselves. Let us not forget those who are not saved, who may not be of God. Let us not forget to pray for our nation and our country. Let us not forget to pray for the individuals who are in Dallas, Texas. Let us not forget to pray for those who are suffering from mental illness, depression, defeat, digression, any type of illness, any type of sickness, any type of pain. Let us not forget to pray for those individuals. And we're going to allow the Lord, as of this moment, to consecrate this mind, our Freedom Love's mind, in which we will pray and cover each person who says, pray for me. We will pray and cover every aspect of what God desires within our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you blessed us to start on our way, Lord, and you kept us as we traveled down these dangerous streets and highways, Lord. Then you blessed us as we made it to our destination. You kept us from sun up to sundown, and you gave us the strength and power to be able to complete a day, Lord. And it's for that that we say thank you, Lord. Lord, as we picked up the paper, we saw that some people made it and some didn't, Lord. We thank you for the lives lived, and we thank you for those lives that are still progressing. And we ask, Lord, as you prepare for your glory, as you prepare for your favor and grace, that we put on the full armor that you would have us to put on, Lord. We pray right now for each young person, our females, Lord, and our males. We pray for pedophiles. We pray for those who take advantage of young people because of naive minds. We pray for those who are desperate and who hustle to find trouble, Lord. We ask, would you turn them around from their wicked ways? And would you just protect those who are out of the ark of safety, those females who are missing? We thank you for bringing back those Nigerian girls, Lord, and we ask, would you help them to rebuild or restore their lives? We thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we just pray for other people, Lord. We thank you for those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who will go in, Lord. We ask that you cover them from the top to the bottom, Lord. Lord, we ask a special blessing for those who are battling internal problems with their heart and their lungs and their liver and their kidneys, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask would you heal in the name of Jesus as you see fit, because I still believe that there is a physician by the name of Jesus who is able to heal any infirmities and who's able to heal any sickness, Lord, in the body. And we just ask that if someone is praying right now, we ask that they be healed in the name of Jesus, and that they prosper, and that they continue to keep on keeping on, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your divine grace. We thank you for your divine mercy, Lord. We cover each desire that we put on our piece of paper, Lord, because we know, Lord, that with each desire, you're able to give us the desires of our hearts. Lord, we ask that you bless the Love of Jesus ministry in a special way, Lord. Would you bless the host and the guest and the people who are coming on, Lord. Would you bless my guest tomorrow, her family, Lord, the things that she touched, her music ministry, Lord. Would you bless everything around her in a particular manner. Lord, we come surrendering unto you with our hands high and up, Lord, because we know that you're able to place what we need, Lord. We ask that you bless our feet to walk into the path of righteousness and our eyes to remain focused on you and our ears to be able to hear a word, Lord. We ask as we go to various places this summer, speaking in various places all throughout the year, Lord, would you bless us to have materials and things that will help with our youth and help restore broken communities, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in bereavement, those who do not know you, and those who do know you. We ask, would you continue to strengthen us, Lord, because sometimes we get weak, Lord. We ask, would you continue to be the God that we know you to be, Lord. We ask, would you bless us to be the leaders that you would have us to be. Help us to think right and to do right and to act in a manner that will glorify and edify who you are. We thank you for the capacity to think. We thank you for the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding. We thank you for the patience that you've stored upon us, Lord. We thank you for the freedom, Lord, that you've given us to spread your word all over this land and country on so many outlets, so many platforms. We thank you, Lord, and we ask for more platforms come, Lord, so that we can magnify who you are. Lord, we thank you in advance, Lord, for the things to come and the things that have already been, Lord. We thank you for the new connections. We thank you for the new ground, the new territory, Lord. And we ask that you continue to wrap your arms around us and help us to be the vessels that you would have us to be, Lord. Now, Lord, we surrender and we lift our hands to you. We lift our eyes to you, Lord. We lift our minds to you, and we thank you for just keeping us and taking care of us, Lord, and blessing us. Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord. We look forward to Wednesdays, Lord, because we know that we're almost to Friday. Lord, we thank you for everything you've done. We thank you for the things you're going to do. And we just bless your name, Lord. We edify, we magnify, and we consecrate ourselves, Lord, before you, because we want to be ready, Lord. We want to be in the presence of God, and we want to be ready for whatever you would have for us, Lord. And we thank you, and we uplift your holy name, Lord. We bless you, Heavenly Father, because we know that we serve a true and living God. And we just ask that you continue to help us, Lord, to be the people you would have us to be. Lord Jesus, we ask, would you give us the patience, Lord? Would you give us the understanding, Lord? Would you give us the wisdom, Lord? Would you give us the knowledge, Lord? And we thank you, Lord, for these years, Lord, that you've given unto us, Lord. We take nothing for granted. We ask that we be used by you, that we become available to you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the ministries. We thank you for the people. We thank you for the prophets, the evangelists, the ministers, Lord. We thank you for those who dwell in the house of the Lord and those who do not, Lord. We ask, will we be more cognizant and will we go out like you did, Lord, and find the lost sheep, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Lord, and help us to make a sacrifice these next couple of days so that we can receive our breakthrough. Lord, we bless your holy name. We praise you, Lord. We give you honor because we know that we serve a mighty God, Lord. As we get ready to go into the revelation of God, into the word of God, Lord, we thank you for the encouraging word, Lord. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for even acknowledging us. We thank you for even speaking to us, Lord. We thank you for even showing us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for leading us, Lord. We thank you for even wanting to guide us, Lord, because sometimes we get hard-headed as Christians, and we want to do it our way, and we want to say it how we want to say it, and we want to treat people how we want to treat them. But, Lord, we thank you for the discipline. We thank you for the knowledge. We thank you for the courage, Lord. We thank you for being able to handle situations and people, Lord, that are not of you. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to remain in character. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to keep on keeping on, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness to the ministry. We thank you for just the voice of God that would even want to speak to someone like us, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for continuing to be the God who you are. And we thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name, Lord, because you are God, and besides you, there is none other. We praise your name, Lord. We bless you. We lift you up. We magnify you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. That was, there is none like you. And guess what? There is none like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to let the center of my joy play. And with this particular song, I'm going to give you what the Lord has given unto me. You may hear some pauses because, as I said before, this is the revelation of God. Amen? And when we deal with the revelation of God, it is ordained by God. Right? We have the authority to express what God has given unto us in a special way. This is not scripted. This is the word of God. And as of now, you're going to need something to write with. And the reason why is because God says this is specific unto you. Who is the you? Well, the you, I'm one of the yous. Amen. I'm in that number because I'm expecting some great things from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay? And God said that he was going to give me a revelation entitled, if you're just now joining me, thank you so much for joining me, there is preparation before the glory. There is preparation before the glory. I'm going to allow this music to play, and then after which we are going to listen to what the Lord has to say as the music is playing. I have to go in God's time. We are under the unction of the Spirit, so therefore as the Spirit leads, I shall follow. Everyone is eligible to receive the glory of God. It does not matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you've been. Doesn't matter what you've done. You are eligible to receive the glory of God. But God says no matter what state you're in, whether you are happy, whether you're sad, whether you're depressed, whether you're confused, whether you have hit a dead end straight, God says that there is preparation before the glory. And before the glory, God says that many of us, once again, we're carrying burdens. God says that we're depressed. He says that we're hurt, we're broken inside. And because we are in these storms, God says that we cannot even experience his glory. Hallelujah. He says, but there is a breakthrough that's coming. Because God says that you don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. If you're worried about something, he says it appears that some of us are in dark holes. And as we look up, we only see the storm that's pounding down on us. As we lay there in bed or as we sit there in a darkened room without any light, wondering, Lord, is it worth it? This not only stretches to common folk like me, but God says this is to people who are always in the spotlight. He says, but their lives are dark because they're dealing with the inner struggle. And God says today we have to let those things go. He says it's kind of like a spider web that catches everything. Someone looks at you wrong, you're upset. Someone breaks your heart, you upset, a spouse leaves you, you can't make it, you're depressed. There's too much going on in your lives, you want to end it because you feel like that's the way out. But God says he's going to give us some glory. He's going to give us some favor and grace. And he says he's going to pay the price and he is going to remove us from those dark places. And people are saying, well, who are those people? God says everyone who's listening, everyone on this earth has a dark place. You have been in a dark place, or you're coming out of a dark place, whether you lost someone, you've lost a spouse, you've lost something that is dear to you. You don't know which way to turn because everywhere you turn, there are storms going on around your life. But God says he is going to deliver those things. Because some people have been in storms for years. And the reason why you stayed or remained in that storm is because you haven't went to God. You want to do everything on your own strength. You want to run every race. You want to be invited to every battle. God says the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. God says that the devil does anything to get you off track, to make you want to lose character. But you're going to have to trust God enough to experience his glory. But he says there is preparation before the glory. And God says that he's going to get you out of the spot that you're in. He's going to get you out of the shape that you're in. Just put glory there. He says because glory is going to take your place. Amen. He says, so whatever dark place you're in without light, whether it's depression, confusion, whatever it is, you need a financial breakthrough, you need a friend, you know, someone has gone out of your life, God says to put glory there for the void. God says he's going to fill that void. Amen. Those things are broken tonight. When you go to bed, you're not going to bed with depression. You're not going to sleep with anxiety. You're not going to have an affair with confusion. He says you are going to be broken from those things. Tonight is the night where you divorce all of those negative things that's in your life that's holding you down, where you cannot receive the glory of God. Whatever it is, God is in that business. He says glory has taken the place of the void that you are feeling. So just put glory. That's number one. He says, so you don't have to worry about removing yourself from the storm. Because God says he will remove you from the storm, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. God says he will remove you from the storm. Somebody say, he will remove me from the storm. He will remove me from the storm. Amen. God says he will remove you. That's the glory of God. That's the mighty power of God. That's what God can do. That's the strength of God. He removes you from the glory. Okay? Excuse me, from the storm. Number two, God says that when you're in preparation for his glory, he says there's something about the eyes. They must remain focused. The devil is going to do many things. He's going to get you off track. He's going to throw distractions in your life. He's going to start trying to mess with your kids. He's going to start messing with your finances. He's going to start doing things in your life. But God says this. He says, where there are distractions, he said, it is your responsibility to keep your eyes lifted up unto God. And when you run into those things and those tactics, those negative things and those negative people and those negative objects, God says that you must continue to press forward and keep your eyes on the prize, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he has promised you that you will not be in that same dark hole. God didn't promise that there won't be storms. He didn't promise that your life will be a sunshiny day every day, but what he did promise is his glory, amen, and his glory can remove you out of any type of state that you're in, but he says your eyes must be focused. He says there is preparation before the glory. God can't take us to the glory if we're looking back, if we are stuck in negative things. God cannot show his glory, and he cannot take us to that place, because when God take you to that place, you're still going to be wondering and still going to be lingering with the past, and you're going to keep those things with you, and then guess what? It's going to transfer to where you are, and then you're going to be in the same pit, and you're going to find yourself seeking God's glory again, amen, and then you're going to find yourself depressed and confused and don't know what to do, but God says that once you find glory, he says, all of those old things have passed away and new things are beginning to happen. He says, so yes, the glory of God is here. He says, but you must keep your eyes focused. Then God talks about your feet. He says, ask the Lord each and every day to order your steps. Amen. Just like when you go and order something from a fast food place or order something at a restaurant, God says, ask the Lord to order your steps. You can't do it in your own strength. You can't fill your own voids, amen. He says, because you're buried in your depression. You're buried in your anxiety. He says you cannot remove yourself in your own strength because you're buried. God says that he has to uplift you and he has to bring you up. So he is the only one that is able to do that. And so he says your feet, he says order. Make sure that you order. Ask God to order your feet so that everywhere you walk will be fertile ground. Everywhere the Lord takes you will be fertile ground. The Lord has already planted the seeds, ladies and gentlemen. You just have to walk in the will of God. Your feet must be disciplined enough. That is a prayer that you must ask God. I asked God, I said, Lord, discipline my feet. You must ask God to discipline your feet because your feet are very important. A lot of people pray for the mind. A lot of people pray for the heart. They pray for their minds. They pray for their eyes. But no one ever really focuses on the feet. But God says the feet are very important. It's just as important as the heart, because where the heart wants to go, that's where the feet are. So we must make sure that our feet are walking in the will of God. Amen. God said that's how you prepare. Then finally, God says, when we talk about preparation, he says you must make sure you have on the right clothes. Amen. We can't go into the house of the Lord any kind of way. He says we can't receive the glory of God any kind of way. We must take off the old garment of gossip, the old garment of hatred, the old garment of malice and jealousy and envy. And we must put on the new garment of love, of reverence for God. Amen. Of favor, of glory. Amen. Of holiness, amen, of speaking about the great things of God. We must put on those garments, and that is how we prepare for the glory of God. Amen. God is not just going to take you to the glory any kind of way, right? God says his glory is what got you out of depression, out of anxiety, out of financial crisis, out of the shape that you were in. He says, but there are things you must do. Keep your eyes focused. Pray for your feet that they be disciplined to continue to walk into the will. And then, God says, make sure that you order. Make sure that you are right in everything that you do. Make sure that you stay focused on God and continue to trust and believe in him, because God is an awesome God. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. There is preparation before the glory. Yeah, you're walking in the will of God, but you're getting close to the glory of God. And you must remain steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the word of the Lord, because your labor, our labor, is not in vain. There is preparation before the glory. I want you to look at all the desires of your heart. Every last desire of your heart. And I want you to check off, as I'm doing now, check off those things that the Lord has already given unto you. The Lord has put us in situations. I had one, I'm going to tell you, desire on my list. And I'm a very patient person, but I wanted God to test my patience. And I forgot that I put that on my desire list. And so I was at a particular store, and I had to wait 10 to 15 minutes in the line. Everybody was getting tired of waiting on this one customer. And I stood there, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited. Then when I walked out of the store, the Lord reminded me, you asked for patience. And God tested me on that patience. And I was able to be patient, and I waited. God is going to always test us as well before he gives us the glory. Because he has to know what we're going to do in different situations. And so if we desire, if we ask God for patience, God is going to put us in situations where we have to be patient. Right? If we desire that we want to be a professional writer or we want to be a professional radio host, God is going to put us in those particular positions. He's going to test us to see what we'll do. So we have to be ready for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And whatever you put on that piece of paper for your desire and whatever you add, God is going to see fit that you receive, right? And so just know what you are desiring. And know that God is able to give you everything that you need. Amen? Amen. I want to take this time to appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the Love of Jesus Ministry. Know that on tomorrow, we will have a gospel artist on tomorrow at 5:30 on the Love of Jesus Ministry. I want each of you to come back. She has a phenomenal story to tell. She's a phenomenal singer. And so I just want each and every one of you to listen to what she has to say. Come back and bring someone, okay? The Lord has given me a few songs to play as I allow this particular song, Speak to My Heart, by Mr. Donnie McClurkin to play. We're going to play two more songs after this, and I'm going to bid you good night. But be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, journalists, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on this national ministry. In addition to that, make sure you check out my hub pages, and my hub page is Afrida Love. And you just look under the hub page, it's Afrida Love, and that's ALFREDALOVE, Afrida Love. That's all. You just have to look under that particular hub page, and that's where I am. We have some great discussions going on. I have articles about presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, and I'm going to actually write about all the presidents, and I have individuals who are responding and giving their opinions. I encourage your opinions. I encourage conversation. I encourage dialogue, because that is how we learn. In addition to that, I have articles about education. I do want to bring prayer back in schools, so I'm going to have a campaign for that. Also, I want to see more programs that's helping to assist our youth. I saw where President Obama is going to incorporate different programs for free education, so just make sure you continue to look out for that. because our students really need that. You know, each student needs to be afforded the opportunity to attend college, you know, and be able to afford it. And some students do not attend college because they can't afford it. And so I like his new plan for that. In addition to that, so just make sure you stay connected with me on the Hubs, and that's ALFREDALOVE, and that's that Free to Love Hubs. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to put them all on one line, pray for them one by one. And please, please, please do not forget to pray for yourself. You have to pray for yourself as well. Pray for those you know and those whom you do not know. It's very important because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We're going to pray for all of those young ladies who are missing. We pray for those who know what happened to these young ladies. We're just praying for everybody. It's very important that we continue to pray and uplift each other. And as I said before, I will have a gospel artist on tomorrow, and she's going to come and share her ministry. You'll also see her bio on my Facebook page in just a second, so make sure that you tune into that. In addition to that, as I said before, we do have a speaking business in which we speak about discipline, speak about bullying, we speak about curriculum, education, we speak about many different topics, and I would love for you to, I would love to share some of that information with you. So if you're interested, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to speak with you about that, and I would love to present at your organization or wherever you are, because I am available. In addition to that, just make sure, as I said before, that you continue to just pray for everybody, pray for yourself, and make sure, as I said before, what the Lord has given, make sure that you know that there is preparation before the glory. And in order to prepare, God says that he is the glory. And whatever you need, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, whatever challenge it is, God says that his glory will bring you out of it. Then he says you must keep your eyes lifted up, and you must look unto the hills from which cometh your help. All of that help comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And a lot of times, as I said before, to sum this up, we always ask God to bless our minds and our hearts and bless our hands, but God says we must discipline our feet to continue and constantly walk into the will of God. Then we must make sure that we do everything decent and in order and be right with God. Amen? So there is preparation before the glory, and God is getting ready to dispense. He has dispensed his glory unto the people. And so I just want you to know that God loves you, and so do I. And I have several people on the line, and you don't have to say anything, but if you want to and the Lord has compelled you to say something, you may say something before I prepare to play two more songs. Actually, one more song. And then after which I will bid you farewell. So I'm going to pause for about 30 seconds. If you want to say something, that's fine. If you don't, then that's still fine too. So, but I'm going to pause and give everyone an opportunity. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Love. Hello, Dr. Love.
Yes. Yes.
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
Yes, I just wanted to say thank you for the words that you brought to the show as far as preparation for the glory. I've been preparing myself as well, and I just want to say that, you know, it's always, like you mentioned, preparation for the until you get the glory, and
right.
Like you said, God wants to test us and see that, you know, we are obedient with him as far as his words, and understand that, you know, that when you're obedient, then the glory does come and the victory comes through Christ Jesus. So
right.
I just want to say thank you, Dr. Love, for the words of encouragement, and it resonates with me, and I just needed that to move on for my next day tomorrow, which is tomorrow when God gives me the glory in his name to do well.
Amen. And can you tell me your name and where you're from?
My name is Jermaine.
Yes, sir.
And I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, Mr. Jermaine, thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to tell you that anytime you want to come on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry to share a word, if you have anything going on as far as, you know, your talents and gifts, feel free to do so.
Yes, because it's always a good thing to talk about. And even though you go through hard times, the Lord has always given us goodness in his hearts and things that he has done that we don't recognize. And, you know, I always believe that God has something stored up for all of us. And as you mentioned, it's just good to pray for others and pray for things that, you know, that's not, you know, looking upon you as self-centered all the time. It's always good to pray for others. And then God gives you his glory as far as what he needs to give you as far as for praying for others. And just watch him move for other people, because it's bigger than just myself and everybody else. We have to understand that God wants us to love each other and pray for each other. So I believe, you know, it's all about our Lord Jesus Christ, and he gets all the glory.
That's right. That's right. And I want to thank you so much, Mr. Jermaine, and may God bless you. Anytime, as I said before, you want to listen in or you want to join in, you're more than welcome to. And thank you so much for sharing your insight. I appreciate that.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Love, and may God bless you.
You too, sir. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to listen to Prophetess Juanita Bynum. And then after which, I'm going to play our concluding song. And be sure to come back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, at 5:30 as we welcome a gospel artist. She is going to really share a message with us as far as her music ministry, her testimony, songs she's written. You know, her songs have been on American Idol. But she gives God all the glory, and that's what we're doing on the Love of Jesus Ministry, giving God all the glory. So you will hear from Prophetess Juanita Bynum, "You Are Great," and we're talking about Jesus Christ. Then you will hear our concluding song. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Good night, everybody. Amen. As I play two more songs that the Lord has given me, I'm going to play two more songs. You Can Make It by Minister Betty Griffin Keller. Then we're going to play There Is Room by the late Bishop G.E. Patterson. Once again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.